Yeah. So tonight, I'd like to be mekash of the sugya of Emunah B'Tochen, the sugya of Inyan D'Yoyma, and be able to churban Tzipi El Yeshua. The Rambam in the Chus Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, says like this: Hamelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamoid Ulahachzir Malchus David B'Yoshna, Memshol HaRishayna, Uboina HaMikdash, Mekabe Tznidche Yisrael, Mele v'choizim kol ha-mishpotim b'yomov k'shoyim k'oid akivim k'abonos v'yisim shmitim v'yoyvois k'kol mitzvah mu'ez b'ter. Remember, the Melech Mashiach to bring everything back k'musoy where it was not an English k'ayis on it b'yoyisim b'aretzom. Zok the Rambam like this: v'kol mi she'enei ma'amin boi, anyone who's not ma'amin in Mashiach, oi mi she'enei mechake l'biyosoy, or someone who's not mechake l'biyosa. That means even if someone is ma'amid, but he's not mechake l'biyosa, he's not anxiously waiting for the bias of Mashiach, lo yibishar nevi'im b'lvaru kaifer. He's not only kaifer in all the nevu'im which spoke a lot about Mashiach, ela b'toyer of Moshe Rabbein. He's kaifer in Torah and b'toyer of Moshe Rabbein. Shvei'a Torah yidolav, sh'ne'mar b'chulei b'chulei. You do with this Rambam. The Rambam is kaveh agavah megazach. That the chiev, the ikar, to believe in the B'yas Mashiach, and Imam Ben Shlaim and B'yas Mashiach is not only koilel. That's a belief in the coming of Mashiach. It's mechay of a person to wait. Wait, you have to wait. You have to be waiting anxiously. You have to be mitzapel Mashiach in the Kaveh. And that's the Mocher. So the Nusach, we say that's the Kitzer. We say, Imam Ben Shlaim and B'yas Mashiach, Va'afal Pishis, Mameim, Kozeh, Chakalot, Kedua. Mr. Piskrovity said, but it's not kasha, kilo, teret, kilo. That's in the Iker is just saying, Animamim, Bemun, Shalem, Amias, and Mashiach. Ah, you have a kasha. Ah, Yakuda. Well, why is it taking so long? Teret is still wait. No. It's all part of the Chiyav Emuna. Chiyav Emuna is to wait, even though it's Yismame. But calls that Tzorch Pirush. Attack it. Needs veer. What does that do with Emuna? It could be it's part of a Hoyt Hashem. You have to wait for Akadish Baruch. But why is this a chilk of Emuna? What is in Avoida? Because it's a nefesh. What does it have to do with Emuna and Bitochen? And why is it a chilek of the Iker Emuna? Why is he a kaifer? The Hemshchal Rambam. The Rambam just brings the Kairos in the Torah. The Hemshchal that Rambam that Mashiach is going to come. It doesn't say anywhere Mefurish. You have to wait for it. What does it have to do with Emuna and Bitochen? Let's try to do the Mahalach a little bit in the singing. The biggest damnus opportunity when we're holding in the sugya of Emuna and Bitochen. The idea that the piece of Yeshua, the chiyuv tzapis Yeshua, Mavu in many, many places, that this is actually a siba. It's actually a siba to bring the to speed, bring the gula. Say this a few times. Tfila. The Mavu Rav Duchamei, Satsmi of a kind of term, Yeshua Secha, Kiv Yeshua Secha, Kiv Yino Kalaya. The Sinas Tam. Karnoi Torum Yeshua Secha, because we're waiting. We're waiting with hope. That's the reason the kind of term Yeshua Secha. Let's try to touch up a little bit. What exactly is the pshat that the tzipir of Yeshua is a siba to bring the Yeshua? Find the oimik advarim, the divrei here in Ramchal. Ramchal, one of the many svarim of the Ramchal is the Sefer Yalkut Yedias Emes. So I'll put them, Sefer Yalkut Yedias Emes, the Chiluk Beis, part of this Ramchal is brought in the Pirush Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur HaGro, on the Tefillah of Abba Rabba, it says over there, V'lein Evoish, when he comes to the Ramved, K'shem Kodshuk of Agadol, Patochnu. So he brings part of this Ramchal. Ramchal's Lashon, Mid B'Miloi, says like this, Pasuk in Tillim, B'chua Hashem Chesisi Al Evoisha. Pasuk in Tillim says, Rav Melech says, B'chua Hashem Chesisi, with you I entrusted. So, Sarah Lashon, B'tochen Chisoyim, Al Evoisha. M'meila, I'm not going to be have any Busha. It's Mesalik Busha. B'tochen is Mesalik Busha. That's the Pasuk. Zog to Ramcha like this. Yedua. Ki b'shvil ha-kivui, she'yeish Yisrael b'zman ha-golos. Because of the hope that Klal Yisrael has for the Mashiach, b'zman ha-golos, you and the golem, that's going to bring the gul. That's the side we just mentioned. U'v'chein omar, kivon, ki b'choch ha-sisi al-avesha. And that's why it says, ki b'choch ha-sisi al-avesha. What's the pshat? What's the shaykhis? What's the shaykhis? It's since amount of goals in the golden mechal chasisi alev or shasokter mechal mechal zman. It's like this. Yesh lo havenoid ma inyan habusha hazois. What about some of this busha that we're coming to in the salik? Shasokter hazois. V'zeh shemi she'oich l'shen shalem is bayis. Yisoid godel. Shmotim oid and sifra mechal. Must be kol mokom. Yisoid godel. Somebody who gets a handout. Somebody gets something that's a matona. It's a beautiful gift, but it brings busha. It brings in an embarrassment. It didn't come from me. I got it from somebody else. And you get a handout, this busha. Kach Yisrael, Zochter Ramchal, Keshechotu v'holchu begolus. When they were chaitim and the golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yenoisim lehim ha'gula miyad b'li yishum tzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring the gula to Klal Yisrael. We have to understand gula in a certain way is a certain gift. L'mayla l'shein kamoil. Gula is a certain creation. Yitzira, alei the chadosha. Klal Yisrael is holding the golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megiskale from the mala and he's golden. But Zochter Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring it stam b'li yishum tzar. They would have this chuacherpa. They would have the shame of the beggar, of the poor man who's being supported by somebody else. Kiven shaloi hayu ruyin. They didn't earn it. They didn't earn it. They didn't earn the gula. Aval hachshav shoyu them harbei tzardois. They had many tzardois. Val kol ponim ba'afal pikein. Kiblu ba'ava v'loi ba'atu. Yom makabu ba'ava. La'ad rabbi b'chashem chasisi. Not only the Makaba, but they felt totally secure. Chisoyin is going to many places. There's a musik of someone who there's a rock. There's someone who shelters himself under the rock and feels secure under the rock. B'chashem chisis, adar b'chashem chisis, afal pishel marbitzius, kiblu esam ba'ava v'kivu l'gula, imkein alai v'osh. Dr. Amchal, p'lis Chisoyin, bushas when you get a handout. What could we do to earn the geula? That's when we are mekavet Hashem. And Makabal, who the Tzoris Ba'ava, and when Makabal, HaKadosh Baruch, that's in the Gula. The way I always say over this Ramchal, in short, is the best in everything has a Maisa Kinyan. And Ruchni is also the Musik of a Maisa Kinyan. Something that you do, that HaKadosh Baruch considers that you earned it, you're a Bible of that Tzach. What's the Maisa Kinyan of a Gula? You would think it's command impossible. How can you Zeich and Gula something that's Milamala? Ramchal is Magala, that the Maisa Kinyan for Gula, who's going to be a Bible over the Gula? And Klal Yisrael waited, and Klal Yisrael hoped for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael hoped for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sechakalo, this is a siba to be zoich in Gula. So indeed, at the end of the day, it's going to be like somebody who had an earned living. It's not going to be a handout. You're going to be zoich in the Gula. And Mori Dika Oimik, let's try to be Mavar a little bit more about Chava Oimik. Bidiriya Mechal. Mechal is Mavur. It's going to be tzaris, which we're definitely experiencing today. It's Mavur and Chazal, Beit Vesin and Mashiach. It's going to be tzaris. And this is all going to be a test in Emunah. Find another place in Chazal to talk about the tzaris. And here Chazal specifically point out that it's going to be a certain tzaris. It's going to be a nesayin in Emunah. It's going to be a nesayin in Emunah b'sayif yon. Purish, this is a chayim. I'm purish on Shemana Esrei. On the brach of Tzemach David. Shtelzich, and what the lashon of that Yeshua, that we're waiting for the Gula Shleima is called Tzmicha as Keren Yeshua. It's called Tzmicha. It's a lashon of sprouting, a slowly process of sprouting. And it's dafka very slow. And Yishtelzu from the Pirushi, you're not feeling Yishtelzu, this is a chaim over there. I have a certain medrash. The medrash says like this, in the Pasuk in Shearashim, Doime Doidi Litzvi, Loifa Ayolim. Doime Doidi Litzvi. Compares to Doidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach will see soon, is compared to a Tzvi Adir. Shem Medrash Azor. Ma Tzvi Zeh Nire V'choy Zeh V'nichte. Apparently, the Tzvi Adir has a certain tendency. It reveals itself and then hides. It reveals itself, exposes itself, and then hides. It goes back and forth. Nire V'choy Zeh V'nichte, Nire V'choy Zeh V'nichte. Kach Zok Zeh Medrash, Goyel Ha'achoyne, Migle Lehem V'choy Zeh V'nichte. There's going to be a Mahalach that the Mashiach is going to reveal itself, it's going to seem like it's coming, and then all of a sudden it's going to go back. It's going to make, it's going to be fidect, it's going to be hidden. The common nixmim, it's interesting, the measure of this, but ties up what this means. The measure says, it's man, aboy mechamishi yom, it'll be a period that will hide for 45 days. And the measure talks about those days, are going to be a lot of stories for Klal Yisrael. Then, it's going to force Klal Yisrael to travel to Midbar Yehuda, it says. The point of the Lashon Medrash fears that it's for kol shu maimin loy v'hoylech achar v'u ma'amtin v'chaya. It's going to be in the sign of the Tzaretz and Emunah. And there are being some people are not going to be loyal, they're not going to believe in continuing, following after the Mashiach and after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who have Emunah, kol she'ein maimin, those Emunah are going to live. Kol she'ein maimin loy v'hoylech l'masoylem b'seifin are going to say. Mefurish is a musik of doyim litzvi. Taishav tizachayim. That's the malach of meheres atzmiach. It's a slow process. It's going to be start and stop and start and stop. But mevur over here, this is a test in the amuna. In the amuna, what is this test in the amuna? The test in the amuna is trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spoken about this many times in my life. When you think and you hope and you place your hope in something. And there's many deterrents, and there's many reasons why you should be miyayish. It seems like everything is going backwards. It seems like everything counterintuitive to the gula. And then when finally the gula comes, it starts and it leaves again. There's no end. When you hold fast, when you hold steadfast in your trust, this includes the trust, and it's trust. It's not just a theoretical belief. So I believe in Mashiach. There's a lemaisa dika. You need betochen. There's a lemaisa dika trust. In a loyalty to hold on and believe and trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still navigating things. It looks like things happen, things are not out of control. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally in control. Everything is pointing Andrish. Everything is pointing Andrish. It looks so bad, so bleak. There's going to be a test. Are you believing? Are you believing? And remember, what does it really mean? Do you still have your trust? Are you placing your hope in this Mashiach? Let's take it another step. Is the Emunah, is this only in Mitzad, Sarn, Mitzad, does it look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling us? Maybe there's another Nakud here. Maybe there's an Asoyan in Emunah and Mitzachin in Klal Yisrael's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. This idea of that you need Emunah and there's going to be a test in the Emunah and the trust in the Geula is Be'etzim Mushresh in the first Geula, right? The first Geulas and Geula, and it's the Shoresh of everything is the Geulas and Geulas Mitzrayim. Made to Yisrael Mitzrayim, Erenu Nefloyes. And Shas Maisa, and Shmois, Perek Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu already says, "Vayan yomer ima v'hein lo yaminu li." Lo yishbu b'koyli ki yomer neilir elecha Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu doubts already Klal Yisrael's ability to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Klal Yisrael had a Messiah from Yaakov, Pokoy Yifkar Eschem. For years and years, they knew there was a Haftach, they knew there was a promise of the Bismillah Messiah. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lo yaminu li." Why? Why? Because they went through so much from the Shiva Mitzrayim. They went through and they live the Metzias that points, all the arrows are pointing that. This can't be. It can't be. It can't be. The And Be'emes find that there was a Tfiyah in Moshe Rabbeinu for this. Hem Shechab Sukkot, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him what Ois, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for an Ois, one of the things is, as Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem loy oi, Tavei no yadcha b'chekecha v'yov v'yod b'cheka v'yetzia v'hine yodai mitzaraz k'shal. His hand, Moshe Rabbeinu took out his hand and he had a siras. Rashi says, Shem Chazal, that this was a tfiya on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Avboy zezok Rashi romez loy shal loshen har sipre ba'oymeru lo yaminu li. He said loshen har and Klal Yisrael. I believe one place loshen Chazal is Shehim b'minim b'nei maminim. Moshe Rabbeinu doubting Klal Yisrael's emunah, ability to stay loyal, to trust, to still trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu under the darkness of Golus. Under all the setbacks of what they thought, there was a chance, and years of slavery looked so bleak. And they still, this is the godless of Klal Yisrael. Can't doubt the godless of Klal Yisrael. I heard from Shimshon Pichas, he said, Klal Yisrael, this chiddush of a Yamino, Moshe Rabbeinu was suffering that maybe they wouldn't be able to have a Muna. Said it wasn't only Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Mitzad Klal Yisrael. Hooray! If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Geula Klal Yisrael, they have to be compatible. They have to be fit for the Geula. To Kadosh Baruch Hu has been good at Klal Yisrael, so it's not stam to free them since they are tortured. It's in order to take them as his nation. Tem tiuli la'am. Noichi Hashem, alekech shetzeich, etzeh haitzeichem at the time, liyo yislachem liyakim, should have a relationship of Torah mitzvah. Klal Yisrael, we see it in time war, but the yuta tachtoina, the yuta achorina, and the shari tumma. Moshe Rabbeinu, part of Moshe Rabbeinu's dad, liyaminu li was, how could it be that they could be on the level to trust in the Kaddish Baruch and trust in themselves and their ability to be worthy for Gula and the Hemshecha Gula, to be worthy to hold on, to follow after Kaddish Baruch Hu. And this also, it says, Vayaminam, and it says that there was a Taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, how could you, Yichoshedem, and Aminim B'nei Aminim, and the Lashon Chazal is, Vayaminam, B'schar, Die lanu b'schar muna zu, sheiti sonim yeretz mitzrayim. This emuna, this tremendous ability to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be'etzim trust themselves, what do you mean trust themselves? I spoke about this in the middle of his mind. I mean be'etzim trust the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does the godless Klal Yisrael come from? It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is leading them somewhere, even though it looks the exact opposite, but there's a path, there's a mahalach here. Derech is being set. And to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're going to be able to do it, that they're going to be able to hold on and be right to the Gula, to fit to the Gula. This was at the time of the Etzem Gula Mitzrayim, and it was Mamshech. Keseder, the Gan Seder, the Gula, the Aboim Shana B'Midba. Same as Pasek in the beginning of Yirmiya Beis. Halach v'karosav oznei Yerushalayim leima koyam Hashem zacharti loch chesed meuraych ahavas kulo isoyach lechtech acharay b'midbar eretz leizavu. Rabbi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers specifically, especially chesed meuraych ahavas kulo isoyach. And then Rabbi says if you're going to do tshuva, you're going to be able to be choyz v'neir to bring back that schiro of the chesed meuraych. But what does it mean chesed meuraych? Rashi Krashi. Umayu chesed nuraych, lechtech acharay. Lechtech achar shluchei Moshe v'Aaron me'eretz neshevis yitzatzam l'midbar. Ve'ein seid l'derech ki he'emantem bi, zok Rashi. Zecharti lo chesed nuraych means the emuna. Zorach tach apirush, you have to know yourself and you explain what is the Lashon chesed. Not the shmur. Kopanam Rashi says there was an Indian fin emuna here. There was an unbelievable amount of trust. Like we discussed this in Kabbalah Bava. Where are you going? Where? What's going to be? How's it going to work out? The brain, the systematic brain, that needs logic, that has paths, that has mahalach, makes no sense. Trust. Charti lachesin reich avas kulasech lechtech achrad mimaberetz loizavuah. Just like this was in the Golos, in the Gula Mishayna, a lot of this is going to be in the Gula Achareina. Avada, this is going to be the Gula Achareina. The Gula Achareina, which, you know, the Seif, if some of the Sheikh we're going to now, is going to be a Moridika. It's going to be a Moridika. And then we are experiencing this Moridika in Sion, in believing in the fact that we're in the path of Gula. Gula is happening. It's a path. It's a Tzmichas Keren Yeshua that's happening now. Everything is so exactly the opposite. We have to be mekavev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to trust our hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me clarify that one akud over here. When we say hope, sometimes you use the word hope, it's like a long hope. Like when you hoped, you know, in fifth grade, your Rebbe would pick you to be the one, you know, to go with him to get the ices from the store. You know, hope, you know, it's a long hope. No, the musik of a realistic hope, it's realistic hope and anxiousness, the waiting. A realistic hope, when you place your hope and you place your trust in somebody else, Lashon Mekav, you place you. The only way to do that is if what you're hoping for is a reality by you. If what you're hoping for is reality by the person, because the lave can only trust and place its hope in a secure way, only when the lave feels it. If the lave doesn't feel that, it's not possible. So Nochemol, the ability, when everything is pointing the other way around, the ability to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires an unbelievable amount of amunah. This is the chiyuv of mechakele. This is what the Rambam is saying. If you're not mechakele, it's folk in amuna. What does it have shaykh to amuna? This is the amuna in bitachin. Amuna in bitachin. Amuna in bitachin, which means, we've been speaking the whole Zman, it means to unleash a koyach that has nothing to do with seichel. Anyone with a little bit of a seichel that looks at today, look at the picture of today's world, they see absolutely zero chance in a logical state for any Torah gula. It doesn't make any sense. Before talking about Corona, you just talk about the downtrodden state, the low of lows that society has sunk into. You talk to people in America, in America at large, they totally, totally mewish, totally lost hope. Totally, totally lost hope what's going on. It's all basic musagim of accepted norms are being challenged. Nothing to do. All the foundations are being challenged. There's no premises. No one knows who's what. What is what. And closure came. Now that we're going to Corona, there's nothing is certain. Nobody is certain about anything. The only thing we're certain is that we're not certain. You know, yes, in certain places they're more past the Corona. What does that mean? Yeah, they're not. Don't do so much, but to be certain 100%, to be able to plan anything with a certainty, 100% certainty, no one could do today. It's so bleak. And when you look in the matzav of Klal Yisrael, are we roy for the gula? Mamshitz Kefaros, people talk it. Problem, there's no end. The many, forget about kids at risk, the many amount of adults at risk there is today. Where's the Google going to come from? The answer is, in the sixth is bigger. Vantage point is absolutely no chance. No, nothing. Not only is there hope alone, there's no hope. But here's where Bach B'tachin comes. So we remind them that B'vias Mashiach. Remind them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'vias Mashiach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time is navigating the world, bringing the world to a ticket. It's happening. It's happening right now. As much as in a human standpoint, it doesn't look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is navigating, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is navigating everything. Everything that is a gal in front of our eyes, everything that is a gal in front of our eyes is all what's bringing to the Mashiach. It doesn't make any sense, but this is, we know it's a fact. And when you realize that, spoken all's mind, you have to enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zone, because our sikhl is because of a long time, we lost, we're bankrupt a long time ago. We're not in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in control. So you begin to connect to that Metzius. You begin to connect to that Metzius of B'yas HaMashiach, of Tochof the Yeshua. And you're able to wait for it. Able to wait. It becomes a Metzius. It becomes a reality. You always have a realistic hope. It's coming. I trust and hope. I'm waiting. It's coming. We said one of the nekudas is that, forget about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to bring Mashiach if we're compatible, if we're worthy. There's a kala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can live with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to find the kala, he has to find the shidduch over here. Is there anyone around? Is there anyone home? And here's where also, again, this is part of that emunah. When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the world to a tikkun hasholem, that means we're forgetting what it means, the godless of Yidden. The godless of Yidden is so hidden today. We're so far removed from ourselves. We're so far removed from ourselves. We don't know that a Yid is a Beis HaMikdash. Every Yid is a private Mikdash. And we have to shtelavek, we have to remind ourselves of this tremendous emunah and betachin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we doubt the God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means we doubt his ability to say that a Yidin Tavshin Pei is Roy to Mashiach. It's Vayter. You're doubting the gvul of the Yecholus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're challenging the gvul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to create a Tzelem HaLekim. That Tzelem HaLekim is there, is able to stand and able to be a Mikdash Dika person, a Mashiach Dika person, even in Tavshin Pei. The God's Kal Yisrael. It's all part and part of the Munah. There's a pasuk, in Hazinu. Kel emuna vein ovel. Tzadik v'yashar hu. Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Kel emuna. Simply meaning it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kel emuna. Somebody we can have emuna. In the Chazal we see that there's another taichin. Chazal over there. It's a shri over there in Parashat Zinu, which says, Kel emuna shehemin ba'oivam b'broi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel emuna, Chazal touching up, Kel emuna means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has belief and has trust. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in the world that he created. What does this mean? Touched up of all. What it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should trust in the world. It means that when there's going to be a world, the creation of the world, the world's created for a purpose. And that purpose is to bring to the Tikkun HaShalom. The purpose is to bring the Kiddushim Shemayim, the Yivin Kvod Shemayim to the fullest extent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. Look around the world. We know what it's like. We know how much evil, the Yetzer Hara, how much darkness, how much confusion there is in this world. 99% of the Bria has not believed in the world. Cynicism, the Hule, you can go on and on. And they're right, from a logical standpoint. I also want to believe in the world. And yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believed in the world. He trusts Kilo because he gave the godless in the world. And no matter how defying logic it looks, the world is come to its tachlis. The world can bring it out to its tachlis. Taish Shabbat on Maridik. This is the Pesha and the Pasuk we say at the end of Mizma L'Soida. Toiv Hashem Lulam Chazdoi V'Adador V'Ador Emunosai. What does it mean, Ador V'Ador Emunosai? Ador v'ador emunosei taich is this emuna of the previous pasuk. This emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes dar v'ador. Every generation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to place his trust. Then trust places trust in Batsim men. Batsim in Kali Yisrael. We take of Kali Yisrael. It's Merkaz. It's the Iker of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to trust. Every door, again, when they read this, door is continues every single door. Kadosh Baruch Hu, ador v'ador emunoso, it doesn't stop. We have to be mishtatev in this emun of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shteil ador v'ador emunoso. So that's even in our door. In our door, when a matzav, a very hard matzav, challenging matzav like we never had before. And there's no question that this is part of the chayrut. Questions. It seems to be, this is definitely part of the Mahalach Yivetz and the Sheikh, and part of this, we saw before the Brach, we're being tested. We're being tested. And we're talking about the Ben Aliyah. We're not testing, we're not only tested, are we going to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're tested, are we stutter stepping? Are we starting to lose our trust? Are we trying to doubt that it's possible at least to come every second? Are we looking at the futility, at the corruptness, at the low-trodden state of Klal Yisrael, and how bleak the world looks right now, and are we losing hope? Are we losing the koyach of being mekaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it still a reality? Are we still able to be mitzapel Yeshua? Are we still able to be mechakel b'chol yom sheyavai? If we're still able to mechakel sheyavai, this is what it means. This is the Begilut HaTochen, and this is the Eimek Bira and Amchal, what it means with Zeichem Begula. Why are we saying that? Understand, this is the Havara Islamic advance. Because you earned the Gula because the Gula became a Matthias by you. It's impossible. It's impossible to mechake to the Gula unless you put your trust in the Gula. That means the Gula was behind the door. Kadosh Baruch Hu was standing there. So we have to feel like his mamash is behind the door. How could you do that? How could you do that in such a matzah where everything says not like that? It must be you have an unbelievable connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond you're able to thrust yourself into the world, beyond Abinoscha Tishayin, you're beyond that, you're into the world of Betachin, you're into the world of the reality of Dvar Hashem, which in this case is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oymerach HaKasleinu, he's waiting, he's waiting. Pitoim Yovoi Ha'odim El Heichal Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamish can come any second. He's coming here. We're being tested in a way we've never been tested before. And we have to bring out, we have to use every single ounce of Betachin and the Koyches of Betachin to place our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hold fast, hold strong in our Betachin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only Betachin Lechalis, he's controlling the world. He's bringing the Mashiach. It's happening. It's happening, and it's going to be a shleimus. As much as it looks like everything's opposite from shleimus today, everything is churban. It's a shleimus. Ador. Ador. It's going to happen. Ador. Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shleimus. This is the chiyuv of being mechake. Boy, this is the chiyuv of the peace of Yeshua. Shol bizoich etaka ben Hashem taka. Metzapaloi, to mechakeloi. Together with Kol Klal Yisrael, shol bizoich etaka this chiyuv, beschus this chiyuv. Bizoich etaka the bias girl tzedek, being in base, I'm going to shashlishi, I'm here, 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 I'm here,